following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning and welcome to Dorfon Sports here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Plenty of going on in the world of sports. It lost it. The NFL is back in Los Angeles. The game didn't count. Kind of looked like an old school game there, but not a great start for football in Los Angeles. But at the end of the day, they do get the preseason win. Lots going on with what's going on behind Tony Romo at the quarterback position in the Big D. And let's go to the pool at South America, where Simone Manuel and Michael Phelps dominating for the United States of America.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorfon Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots going on in the sports world, for sure. That is without a doubt. So much going on with the Olympics. Unbelievable stuff, to be honest with you. And there's something that I want to get into a little bit, and that's sportsmanship. And I've seen the lack thereof a couple few times here in the games, and it's something that I definitely want to get into. So we'll get into that on the other side. Jeff Rich will be with me. It is Dorfon Sports, like I said. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
We're fast approaching the hottest days of the summer. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about how to stay safe as the mercury rises right after this.
Beautify your outdoor living spaces with Pavestone's elegant collection of pavers, retaining walls, patio stones, and edging. Pavestone's easy do-it-yourself products have a unique way of transforming landscapes into beautiful dreamscapes. Discover how you can enhance your outdoor living spaces with attractive and durable interlocking patio stones, driveway pavers, steps, retaining walls, pathway edging, fire pits, and planters by visiting pavestone.com.
No matter how healthy you are, when it really gets hot, it's important to take precautions to stay safe. Those simple weekend chores that you enjoyed back in May can lead to serious overheating now. So limit your activity to mainly the early morning and early evening hours and avoid prolonged exposure to the sun. If you're working outside, take plenty of breaks to cool off and drink lots of water. Try to avoid caffeine and alcohol while you're out in the heat because they cause dehydration. Don't ignore signs of nausea, dizziness, and fatigue. If you experience any of these symptoms, cool off immediately. Plan your day's chores so you're in areas of shade. Make sure you wear loose, lightweight, light-colored clothing. Finally, try to eat light, healthy meals. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA radio network. Lots and lots of things happening in the sports world. Like I said already, the Olympics are going on and they've been in full throttle. And I'm noticing certain things about these games that are not sitting very well with me. And what these games are all about is sportsmanship and a spirit of competition and all the good that is supposed to be with sports. But in certain cases, you're obviously going to have things that happen kind of in the bad or kind of in the wrong or kind of in the unnecessary, if you will. And personally, I'm kind of interested that not one, but 2 Americans have chosen to speak out about certain things at the games. And number one being Hope Solo. And the way that she went about the U.S. losing on penalty kicks. You know what? The game allows for teams to play styles that they play. And I've always been a person that says, listen, anybody can go out there and play the way they want to play. It's up to me to go out there and beat that style of play. And if you can't beat that style of play, and you want to talk smack about how they go out and beat you, well, what does that say about you? I think you're an ultimate loser, personally. In the other hand, the way that Lily King went about her business with this Russian girl, and she spoke out about doping and whatnot, it's a little different because I understand that she doesn't want that kind of a black eye on the sport of swimming. I can understand that. But again, it's in the spirit of competition. And there's really no need for you to go out there and be that person that says, hey, don't wave your finger number one or whatever. You got caught doping. You know what? This is the spirit of the games where you're supposed to go out there and just compete. And put all of your differences, political, whatever they are, aside. I've got one more that I'd like to share with you, Jeff. It's the Egyptian guy that did not shake the Israeli hand after they were doing their judo, and the Israeli guy won the match. Again, political differences, put them aside. This is about the spirit of the games and competition. So there's a few different instances that kind of struck me in a very negative way throughout these games, which for the most part I've truly enjoyed. And I'll tell you what, the tennis has been phenomenal. The volleyball is absolutely exceptional. And even though that Lily King had to speak out, the swimming has been magnificent. This Michael Phelps guy has made us reevaluate our Mount Rushmore of top 5 athletes of all time. And if he hasn't, well, then you're not watching because this guy is like a fish. All he's missing is gills. So there is a lot of positives, don't get me wrong. But those 3 things that I hit on are striking me in the wrong way, Jeff.
Well, let's start with the ongoing issue that's been going on since the year 700, and it's these Muslim countries that have a problem with Israel. You know, Israel is the land where the Mecca is for those who, you know, praise Allah. And this is just a ridiculous sentiment of anti-Semitism playing out on television, not as bad as Munich in 72, but right along the same lines. When are we ever going to learn? When is that group ever going to learn that fighting is not the answer? And that, you know, if they, regardless of your interpretation of God, you can't be that despicable. If you can't handle the elements of sportsmanship, whether it's judo, table tennis, archery, golf, swimming, whatever event it is, if you can't handle that, don't show up for the games. And if I'm in the IOC, I'm seriously considering telling Egypt to take a break from the Olympics until 2024. So that's my take on the Egyptian versus the Israeli in judo. As far as
let me add this, because I think you saw I did post something on this on Facebook, and I said, look, this guy should never be allowed to play in the games ever again. I'm sorry, but that's just the worst display of sportsmanship you could ever have.
Well, the Israeli Orsasan got his comeuppance because he won the fight. He won the match, and it was just poor sportsmanship all around, even if you take the political and religious elements out of it. It was just, you know, LeBron James caught a whole lot of the business for not shaking hands after they lost the Orlando Magic in the Eastern Conference Finals in 2009. You know, there are certain places where it's expected. I don't think it's expected in baseball because you have the dog pile celebrations after the victories. But in sports where it's tradition to shake hands, especially in martial arts where it's almost a requirement of the match itself for this El Shahabi to deny the viewing public and his opponent that kind of respect is just despicable. And I don't know that I have much more to say on it. As far as the stare downs, I think Hope Solo was out of line. Lily King, it was a lot of Rocky IV comparisons after beating the Russian. Sportsmanship is really, I read it this morning. Sportsmanship is the Olympiad's legacy. And with these modern athletes that feel they don't need to respect the games, I think that's also despicable.
You know, look, I'm all about what Lily King did in the pool, okay? And I think personally, you speak better when you don't speak at all. And you just go out there and let your talent speak for itself. The bottom line is she's incredibly fast in the pool. She went out there and she beat the girl from Russia. I just don't understand why the need to keep going and to escalate something, whereas the Russian girl called this, she's making it into like a war. Again, you know, Lily King is okay to go out there and have her feelings and how she feels about this other girl. I have no problem with that. But where I have a problem with it, Jeff, is when she makes it a world issue. And there's no need for that. This girl was banned from the games. She was banned for 16 months or something along those lines. She paid her price. She did her time. So there's no reason for her to have this linger on as well. If she used it as motivation, great. That's fine. And I'm sure she did to a certain degree. But again, she made it a world known thing where I don't think it had to be personally.
Well, I mean, you see it come down with Ryan Braun. You never get past something like that. I mean, as somebody that is interested in the Milwaukee Brewers like yourself, you know that you never get past that. And, as we approach the end of the steroid era, hopefully in baseball, and we start considering these guys for the Hall of Fame, we're going to see how that plays out. And we're going to see when bygones are left to be bygones and when they're not. And I think in the Olympics, because they only meet every 4 years, it lingers forever.
You know, and let me just say this about the Hope Solo thing. I'm going to compare it to a tennis match. And you may think that's unfair, but I think my analogy is pretty good. In tennis, everybody plays styles, okay? In soccer, everybody plays styles. Well, let's just say you're playing a guy that likes to push the ball, okay? Which means that he just gets the ball in the court over and over and over and is a backboard. Well, there's a lot of people that don't like playing people that are backboard. So they'll talk trash about how this guy doesn't hit the ball hard enough or this and that and the other. You know what I'm saying? Just go out there and beat him. Just win, baby. Then you can talk as much smack as you want to talk. But if you can't beat him, how in the world do you talk smack about their style? That's all I'm saying. So, Hope Solo, hopefully you understand that you have to beat whatever style is thrown at you. It's just the way it is. And it doesn't matter if they're playing kickball, because the rules of the game allow them to do that. So as long as they're playing within the rules, you can't talk smack, and especially if they beat you. Anyways, we got to take a quick break, so keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at Guitar Center. We often hear those stories about the boy or the girl behind the track, but not so often is there such a mystery behind a person featured on a record cover. Find out how one 19-year-old woman accidentally cycled into photographer Joel Bernstein's iconic shot of Bruce Springsteen on New Jersey's Asbury Park boardwalk in 79, only to be tracked down over 30 years later by fans. With me, Carrie Cooper, over at FocusOnRock.com.
It's here, the biggest guitar sale of the year, Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save up to 20% on over 120,000 brand-name guitars, basses, and amps. Get huge deals on the hottest brands like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, and more. Over 65,000 guitars under $500. Save up to 15% off select pedals from brands like Dunlop, Boss, Digitech, and Line 6. Plus, get promotional financing on participating vendors when you use your Guitar Center gear card. Don't miss Guitarathon, Thursday through Sunday, only at Guitar Center. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
More than a second and a half, she was at that final turn, ahead of her own world record. Oh, she may be like a rock climber, but speed it up times 10. She looks like a bird taking off the water now. Still ahead of that world record by a full second. She's going to break it. There she goes.
We all stood in amazement 4 years ago in the 800 free, and everybody in this arena doing the same as Katie Ledecky smashes her own world record. Carlin gets
gets the silver, Smith the bronze. And as expected, Ledecky is on her way to history at these Rio Games.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Another fish by those U.S. women. Katie Ledecky, I'll tell you what, man. They're unbelievable. They really are, Jeff. I don't know how much you have been watching the swimming, but these people are incredible. I'm sorry, man. I mean, and obviously, I mentioned Michael Phelps and greatness and whatnot, and Mount Rushmore of your top five athletes. He's got to be on it, man. I'm sorry, but he's got to be on it.
Absolutely. Michael Phelps is just a specimen of a human being. You know, when you can go to, what is it, four or five Olympics now?
Four.
And they're separated by 4 years apiece. I mean, that's 16 years right there where you're almost as dominant in the first one and in the last one as you were in the first one. I'd say
equally as dominant, maybe even more so dominant, to be honest with you, man.
Right. So old age doesn't catch up, and this is.
But hold on. See here, that's what I want to point out here. Do we realize that Michael Phelps became an Olympic athlete when he was 15 years old? Do you realize that?
I don't think I did.
The guy's 31 years old. He's not old, man. So I got a feeling.
He's past that shelf, though, that 30-year-old age mark, whether it's tennis, whether it's being an NFL running back, and I certainly think that it would affect you in the pool, especially considering all the literal mileage that he's put on that body.
Yeah, but let's be honest also. There's a lot of therapy where people are used in water a lot more so than, you know, the hard pavement of running on the streets and whatnot. So I agree with you. The miles are there, but I don't necessarily know if the wear and tear is there like it is in other sports. And yes, I understand it's physically demanding. Trust me, I get it. I was a swimmer. I swam butterflies, so I can really relate to Michael Phelps quite a bit. Obviously not as fast as Michael Phelps, but I was a pretty darn good butterflyer back in my day. And a long, long time ago when I was a youngster, they did think I had Olympic potential. My biggest problem is I never grew to be the size of a guy like Michael Phelps and have that wingspan that he has. But truth be told, these people are in unbelievable shape. And what they can do in the water is second to none. I mean, they literally are swimming at the pace of a lot of fish out in the ocean. And it's hard to even fathom that and believe it, but it's the truth.
Well, Katie Ledecky swimming that half mile, she's so much faster than everybody, both present and all time. I mean, you look, she in the heats, she breaks the Olympic record at 8 minutes and 12 seconds. And in the actual gold medal round or in the medal round, she shatters that Olympic record by setting a world record coming in just under 8 minutes and 5 seconds. And you look at just what she does as an individual compared to what her silver medal relay team did. I mean, she has a faster pace in the 200 than her team did as a whole. I mean, that's something you don't see on the track, and it's something you rarely see in the pool. And this is a girl that was born in 1997. If that doesn't make you feel old, I don't know what will.
Yeah, I mean, the bottom line is the U.S. I think here's what it really boils down to with Michael Phelps, okay? I think the guy could easily come back for another game, okay? I really do. And to be honest with you, Tokyo is pretty appealing. Just the same way that Rio was very appealing for Michael Phelps. And I'm not saying that he's going to come back because he's already said he won't. But he also said that in 2012, okay? And when it's hard for me to fathom a guy being able to leave when he's still on top of the game or the swim game the way he is. I mean, look, he's going to see these guys swimming 155, 156 in the 200 fly, and he's going to say to himself, look, I can still beat that. And I think he can beat that when he's 35. I think give the guy a couple of years, 2 years of hanging out with his kid, getting his kid familiar with the pool, hanging around the pool. He's going to be at ASU next year. I don't know if you knew this, but he's a volunteer coach here at Arizona State University. So I think being around swimming the way that he's going to continue to be around it, it's going to be so difficult for him to actually not want to get back into the sport. And let's be honest, man, he took off a couple of years this time. I think he only trained for a little bit over a year anyways. And look at what he did in these games. The bottom line is, I don't think that 4 years is going to take the speed off of Michael Phelps. I really don't. I think it's just a matter of whether or not he's going to be driven enough to get back out there in the pool in 4 years after having his baby Boomer and just, you know, enjoying these couple few years with his son. And maybe, just maybe, he does have one more games in him. And just to think about that, competing in 5 Olympic Games, I don't know, man. That would just be unbelievable. And thinking about that, from the span of when he was 15 until he's 35, that'd be a span of 20 years of competing. I just think there's so many things that are out there that are definitely worth the potential, at least to think that he could come back. And you know what? If he doesn't, so be it. He left USA Swimming in such good hands. And I think that that's what I've noticed from these games, is that even if Michael Phelps leaves, we're still in great hands with our swimmers.
Success can be like a drug, like a bad drug. But you know, in this case, it's not a bad thing. It's just that you thirst for it. You get that hunger for more. When you get that taste at such a young age, when you're 19 years old or when you're 15 years old, when you get a taste of that success, you want more and more of it, and you never want it to stop. You know, it's funny. You just helped me get a joke, somebody comparing Michael Phelps to Brett Favre on Facebook. You know, just because a certain situation is over, just because you're not the most dominant in 8 or 9 events like Michael Phelps has been in past Olympics, it doesn't mean that you can't get that taste, and it doesn't mean that you don't yearn for that taste of success. And I think that no matter what Michael Phelps says, it's going to come down to at the deadline for the decision.
Absolutely.
To swim in 2020, whether or not that hunger is still there. He might replace it, but you know, we've seen him. You know, you mentioned the Arizona State angle, which is important to you and I here in the Valley of the Sun. This is a guy from Baltimore. They went up to Michigan, built their swim program, trained up there, had a great time up there, and then come. And now he's out in Phoenix or Tempe, looking to do the same thing again. I think it's great for Arizona State as a whole, not just the swimming program.
And I want to throw this out there too. Simone Manuel, obviously bringing the first gold medal. She followed it up with a silver medal for the African American, descent here. And I'll tell you what, this is another thing that just touches me in a way that is just so awesome. Look, there's no barriers, man.
Nope.
Water doesn't care what color you are. All it cares about is how fast you can get through it. And you know what? I think it's awesome that she was not afraid to go after this. And every other young kid, whether you're black, white, whatever you are, just go out there and have dreams to be the best you possibly can. I think that that's really what this says. It speaks volumes about anybody going out there and achieving their dream and being better than they probably ever thought they could be. And she's done it, man. And again, she's 16, dude. Let me tell you that. She's 16. She won gold at 16. So again, Michael Phelps knows that he's leaving U.S. swimming in such great hands, where we have so many remarkable athletes that are ready to come up and fill his shoes, that I think he's comfortable with leaving USA Swimming. That's really what it's about at this point to me, is I think he's comfortable with it. So
Simone Manuel definitely dispelling the stereotype. You know, I grew up in Cleveland, you know, which was a good mix of a black, white, Hispanic, and there are stereotypes about what, you know, what color skin is required for which sports. And I'd like to see it on the judo mat with these Muslim countries fighting these Israelis.
Yeah, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. I know we have a caller, so we'll get to our caller on the other side. And then we have our professor of sports, John Poulter, joining us. So definitely going to be an interesting segment on the other side. But anybody want to get involved, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter, @ByJeffRidge, @DorfOnSports. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA. So much to talk about with the Olympics going on, obviously baseball, football, you name it, man. We've got you covered. So keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
So the sisters are doing it at the moment. Kate Campbell, Bronte Campbell. Kate Campbell, C1 in lane 4. Bronte in lane 2. In between them is Manuel of the USA. She's the threat at the moment. Oh, look, there's quite a few lining up now. This is not clear cut at all. And it's going to be Manuel in lane 3. Olympic record, Manuel. No, Alexiak. We've got...
It's a dead heat.
Dead heat.
Oh, my goodness. We have dual Olympic champions in the 100 freestyle. Oh, my goodness.
The blistering sun of summer can wreak havoc on your wood deck, so now is the perfect time of the year to shield your deck against those harmful UV rays. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about protecting your deck right after this. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag. Whether you need to set a fence post, mailbox post, deck footing, or even a backyard swing set, Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes it simple. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and add water. It sets hard in about 20 minutes and you're done. It's that fast and easy. Quikrete fast-setting concrete. Look for it in the red bag. Before you can protect your deck, you'll need to clean it so that the stain or sealer will have a better chance to soak into the wood. A commercial deck cleaner or a deck brightener will prepare the wood without damaging the fibers like bleach will. Scrub the cleaner into the deck with a stiff nylon brush, then rinse clean. After the deck has dried for at least 24 hours, you can then apply a sealer or stain for super penetration and transparent iron oxides to block the sun's rays. Use a pump-up garden sprayer or a roller to apply it and then backbrush the area before moving on. The process forces the sealant down into the pores of the wood to give you maximum protection from the effects of the sun. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Belts on the left, the claw on the right, looking really good on that first turn. Again, I talked about the details and how
know what he's done in the past. Time and time again, he goes deep enough, gets underneath that wave. He did not go too far, so I know he was probably starving for oxygen. I thought that was great strategy because he was able to nail that stroke at the end. And there he comes at the end. We had Wonder Woman a minute ago. Now we've got Superman coming into the wall.
All right, everybody, welcome back. A little bit more of that Olympic coverage for you. Just unbelievable stuff. The swimming has been magnificent. I can't say anything else. It's been magnificent. It really has. The tennis, unbelievable. If you're not a Del Potro fan, well, you know what? The guy is definitely making some waves here and has a chance to win gold against Andy Murray later on today. I know we got a caller, so let's jump out to the phones. We'll hook up with Mitch in Santa Monica. Mitch, you got the Dorf Man. You got Jeff Rich. What's on your mind today, man?
Good morning, guys. Like you, I've been enjoying the Olympic coverage. It's been it's been a really fun week watching the swimmers, watching everything. I'd like to touch. I think you guys were talking about sportsmanship earlier today, and talk a little bit about Hope Solo's comments. What she said, what I believe she really meant. And kind of the game of soccer, if you guys don't mind.
No problem. Go ahead, man.
I thought Hope Solo said one of the most extraordinary things that has been needed to be said about soccer for some time. The idea of teams using and manipulating the rules to manipulate the rules to dog 120 minutes and take a team sport that uses an 11-on-11 on game to make it a 5-on-1, 1-on-1 shootout is deplorable. It's disgusting. It cheapens the game. It completely takes everything out of what is supposed to be one of the greatest team sports in the world and cheapens it to a free throw shooting contest, a home run derby, a putting contest, or something that is really not part of the normal play. And she didn't say it in that way by calling out, by saying that Sweden was was playing cowardly. But really what she's saying is, you're dogging it because you guys can't keep up with us, so we'll just go to PKs. This has been shown time and time again, more recently than not. And for your information, the penalty kicks were only brought in the 1970s. And so it's kind of relatively new in the term in all of soccer. Before that, they used to just draw lots or play the game. Now, purists will, of course, go, well, we can't change this. We can't change this. This is soccer. It's the world's greatest game, blah, blah, blah. Hey, PKs have only been around now for, what, 46 years. Soccer's been around for a lot longer than that. So when it comes down to it, we've seen other major sports, for instance, basketball, trying to get away with the hack a crappy follow shooter or the hack a check because it cheapens the end of the game, where it takes it down to a free throw, the bad free thrower to get a turnover.
Okay, can I interrupt you for just a moment here? Because truth be told, I understand what you're saying and I get it. Okay, but let me ask you this. Is it the fault of another team if a guy can't shoot free throws? And if the guy can't shoot free throws and you can create more possessions for yourself to get points, isn't that a good strategy to follow a guy like that? And if it is within the rules, then why is it a problem at all?
Well, obviously the NBA doesn't think it's a good thing for the sport because it cheapens the game. It takes the 5-on-5 element out of the majority of the game. At least the free throw is a part of the mainstream part of the game. We look at stats at the end of each game. You got field goal percentage, you got free throw percentage. You don't, at the end of a soccer game, do you have PK percentages? I mean, they rarely happen.
Okay, but here's the point. Here's the point with
settle the game. The idea is that you're taking a unique occurrence and you're using that to settle one of the greatest things in sports. Now, hockey figured it out. Hockey understood that ties didn't work. So they put in PKs, and they also understood that it's at an indefinite sudden death also wouldn't work during the regular season. So what they did is they put in a now, over the course of time, they evolved into 5-minute overtime, then you go to shootouts, and at least we have a winner at the end. But when it comes to what really matters, when it comes to the playoffs, when it comes to the Stanley Cup Finals, you play the game the way the game is supposed to be played. You play it 11-on-11 or basketball 5-on-5 or whatever it is. You don't cheapen it down to a shootout, which in soccer is more of a guessing game of the goalie. You've got 5 strikers, probably your best 5 out of the other 5 strikers that are on the team, that are going against a goalie and or a keeper, and the keeper basically guesses right or left. And if she guesses correct, the chances of her stopping it are probably 50-50. So now you bring it down to almost like a 1 out of 4 shot or less than that, that there's even a chance that there's an ability to even stop the ball. The idea that we go to that is ridiculous. Okay, and then they say, well, okay, these guys are running throughout 90 minutes or 120 minutes. Oh, they're exhausted. Well, then, okay, let them have an extra substitution or two. But let's not compromise. Let's not cheapen the sport. If this is the world's greatest game, the most widely played game on this entire planet, let's keep the integrity of it so that when they settle the game on the field, it's settled the way it's supposed to be played. And that's with 11 on one side, 11 on the other, with the objective to score the goal together as a team, not a one-on-one.
But in some cases, that 11-on-11 isn't always 11-on-11. It could be 10-on-11. It could be 9-on-11. So I hear what you're saying, and I agree with you that they need to change something because it does take away from the other guys that were on that field and playing. I can kind of understand that. But with that being said, they know the rules of the game before they play the game. And everybody knows that if it's a tie, there's going to be a shootout. So this isn't a surprise to anybody at any time and point.
It's now a surprise. But finally, a major player who has a world stage has said something about it. I only wish he would have made her comments a little bit towards the game and not the team. But if you think about really what she said, they played cowardly. Basically, she's saying they dogged it to go to PKs because they can't keep up with us. I wish she would have said that. And that would have completely changed, I think, the perception of what people are thinking of Hope Solo. Hope Solo comes in with baggage. We all know that anyway. Outspoken,
right.
Controversial, okay? I would love to have Amy Wambach come up with a statement saying, you know what, the thing of dogging going to PKs, it's just not right. It's not a part of it. But
what about taking the approach of, hey, let's go out and beat this team and then let's talk about how poor of a strategy they have instead of talking after you lose. Did you get my point? Does that make sense to you?
I understand that as well. But the thing is I think this was finally a team that lost because of that, and then reality comes in. I mean, eventually you're going to realize something's wrong. And Hope Solo was the first person, the first soccer player ever to point out in the way she did it, and she did it in a Hope Solo way, which is not usually the best and isn't the very most eloquent. But she pointed out that there's an inherent flaw in the system. And the flaw is a team uses a rule or the rule that you can just dog it. We can't play with you. There's no way we can keep up with you. However, if we go into a one-on-one shootout, it's basically a crapshoot.
But that is what the game allows. So again, I hear what you're saying, but they played within the rules of the game. So basically, which sounds to me like you more have a problem with the rules of the game than necessarily this particular team.
I have no problems with the team. I have a complete problem with the rules of the game.
Okay.
What I have also problem is that Hope Solo is being chastised so much for it that I don't think people are really hearing what she's saying. And she's saying, all right, I'm a sore loser. They play cowardly. Well, why do they play cowardly? Well, they play cowardly because they knew they couldn't keep up and they played within the rules of the game. That's what I'm saying. I just wish she would have taken it to the next level and said really what I think was what the point of this is within
okay,
the rules
so
of
let
the
me...
game, you can dog it, and then you can take a team game, one of the greatest team games you have here, and cheapen it to a one-on-one PK shootout.
So let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. In the spirit of these games, do you think that Hope Solo made a positive statement moving forward for this game, or do you think she made a statement that makes her look bad and makes USA look bad? That's the question.
I would say that in the spirit of the games, and we've seen other bad sportsmanship with the judo, the Egyptian judo wrestler, and
absolutely
whatnot, not the greatest thing to say. Will her statement catch on, and will it potentially make an impact, or FIFA or USA Soccer might be able to come up with a solution of changing the game? God, I hope so. I really hope so. I only hope this opens the door. But the fact of how she said it, that doesn't make me happy. The fact that she said it does, and the hope that maybe soccer would understand and interpret it, or if she comes back and says, well, the understanding is here. This is what I was saying. What I was saying is that they dogged me to go to PKs, and PKs suck. PKs is our sport.
She is the Ron Artest of the game of women's soccer. You know, a lot of talent there, but definitely going to be remembered for the strange things off the pitch.
Okay, fine, but they both made a difference. I mean, I don't think Ron Artest made that much difference in terms of changing rules, but we all know we've seen sports change rules throughout history. I mean, and not so much like this, but I mean, baseball lowered the mound years ago because pitchers were getting a huge advantage, and the sport wasn't being competitive. You know, yeah. We've already talked about basketball and their changing the rules. You know, sports evolve, and I would love to see soccer, and maybe, hopefully, Hope's comments will bring on discussion a little bit more like what I'm bringing up, so that soccer could evolve so we don't have to be going to PKs. We've seen it on the highest level, and more recently than not. I mean, like I said, the PK was caught in the 70s, and it's been in the last 10 or 15 years, or the last 3 or 4 World Cups, where we're seeing teams using this terrible strategy, weaker teams, to go through and cheapen the game, get the team aspect out of the game, and bring it down to only a one-on-one type of situation. You know, there are, what, 17 laws of soccer, and only and they all deal with team play. There's only one that deals with this PK aspect of it. It's such a minor part of it, but it's only at the very end, if after 90 minutes of soccer, 2 15-minute overtime periods, do you then have to go there? Why do we have to go there?
Hey, Mitch. Hey, go ahead. Go ahead, Jeff.
You know, there's one thing I recall, and I'm not a big soccer fan here, but U.S.-Ghana, that strategy backfired on Ghana when they were playing for the tie, did it not?
I'm sorry. You went in and out. You said something.
We're going to a break real quick. We'll hold you over, Mitch, and then he can throw that back at you real quickly. But we got to take a quick pause for the cause. Again, sportsmanship at the Olympics has been pretty darn good for the most part. But it seems that there's always going to be a couple few things that come up, and we have to be prepared. Hope Solo has her statement. She said what she said. Some people may agree, some people may not agree, but it is what it is. And we got to take a quick pause for the cause, so keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at Guitar Center. We often hear those stories about the boy or the girl behind the track, but not so often is there such a mystery behind a person featured on a record cover. Find out how one 19-year-old woman accidentally cycled into photographer Joel Bernstein's iconic shot of Bruce Springsteen on New Jersey's Asbury Park Boardwalk in 79, only to be tracked down over 30 years later by fans. With me, Carrie Cooper, over at Focus on Rock. com.
It's here. The biggest guitar sale of the year. Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save up to 20% on over 120,000 brand name guitars, basses, and amps. Get huge deals on the hottest brands like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, and more. Over 65,000 guitars under $500. Save up to 15% off select pedals from brands like Dunlop, Boss, Digitech, and Line 6. Plus, get promotional financing on participating vendors when you use your Guitar Center gear card. Don't miss Guitarathon Thursday through Sunday only at Guitar Center. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Double twisting, double back, and that's the landing.
Perfect stick.
One pass to go.
At the end of this tumbling pass, Simone Biles may land among the very best ever.
Get her another gold medal because she is the all-around champion and, in my mind, the greatest ever.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment here on this hour of Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Still have Mitch on the phone with us because we want to give him a final word on this Hope Solo thing and sportsmanship in general at the Olympics. So, Mitch, in your final words about Hope Solo and sportsmanship overall at the Olympic Games, how do you feel?
I think Hope Solo is an incredible talent. She's done a lot for USA women's soccer on a number of levels. She's hurt herself in terms of some of her outside-the-lines comments and actions, but inside the lines, she is arguably the greatest keeper of women's soccer all time. What she said was probably not the sweetest, nicest, kindest, or quote-unquote Olympics type of statement. But what she did, I think opens a can of worms and a commentary on soccer in general, in how teams are now starting to manipulate and play the game, how inferior teams can manipulate and play the game according to the rules so that they can change a team 11-on-11 game to a 5-on-1 goal kicker down to keeper crapshoot, basically. And I support Hope Solo in bringing hopefully that argument and hopefully maybe some change to soccer so that we don't have to see this happen again and again and again. And we see it more and more at the World Cup. We've all seen it.
Great stuff. Hey, great stuff, Mitch. We're running up against a break, so I got to let you run. But he's passionate about it, man. That's the bottom line. He feels
Andy,
a certain way. Feels a certain way about what he's saying. And you know what? Hey, God bless him, man. He has that power to feel that way. But truth be told, Hope Solo should have stopped the goals, man. That's all I can say. And USA should have won. Just win, baby. Anyways, got to take a quick break. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Thank you.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At least one Milwaukee police officer is injured during hours of unrest in the streets after an officer-involved shooting on Saturday.
The crowd started smashing windows of police cars and set several cars on fire. More officers returned to the scene in riot gear.
That's correspondent Tina Douglas. The unrest followed an incident where an officer shot and killed an armed suspect during a foot chase. Meanwhile, a police officer in Georgia is dead after responding to a call about a suspicious person. The Georgia Bureau of Investigations identifying the officer as Tim Smith, shot and killed after getting out of his vehicle while responding to the call in a residential section of Eastman. The suspect fled the scene and, at last check, is still being sought. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump says he's not just running against Hillary Clinton.
I'm running against the crooked media.
That's Trump in Connecticut. This is USA Radio News.
Have you been to conservativetribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
Picture Jack Benny's car. The sheriff of Dodge City.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
Even little Charlie McCarthy.
Help me out. Move you down.
No two people see these things alike. That's imagination, the theater of the mind. Free your imagination by listening to Classic Radio Theater. The podcast's available at usaradio.com. Free your imagination. Classic Radio Theater at usaradio.com.
A Muslim imam and another man shot to death execution style in Queens, New York. Sue Guzman reports.
A killer on the loose in Queens. An imam and an associate were gunned down in broad daylight yesterday, just steps outside a mosque in Ozone Park. Cops are still trying to determine whether it was a hate crime. This is Detective Inspector Henry Sautner with the NYPD.
Video evidence shows a male with a medium complexion, dark-colored polo-style shirt and shorts. Immediately after the victims were shot, the same male is seen fleeing from the scene southbound on 79th Street.
A crowd gathered last evening demanding justice. I'm Sue Guzman, New York.
Swimming superstar Michael Phelps going out as a champion, winning his 23rd gold medal in the final race of his career as part of the U.S. men's 4x100-meter medley relay team at the Rio Olympics. It's his 28th overall medal, including number 6 in Rio this year. This is USA Radio News.
What's at stake at this election? A lot. From the freedom to publicly practice and proclaim your faith to the nomination of Supreme Court justices, matters of critical importance to Christians are looming in the days ahead. That's why we invite you to join us on September 9th through 11th in Washington, D.C. for the Values Voters Summit. Come to learn, be encouraged, and meet others who will stand for the renewal of this great nation. Visit valuesvotersummit.org for more information.
Republican Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa touting the Judiciary Committee's accomplishments during his time as its chairman, saying employing the principles of common sense and bipartisanship have always been key.
I decided early on that the Judiciary Committee would spend your taxpayers' dollars and our time focusing on areas where we can reach an agreement rather than on political fights destined for failure.
Delivering the GOP weekly address, Grassley noting that under his watch, all 27 bills passed out of his committee have had bipartisan support, and of those, 12 have been signed into law by President Obama, who in his weekly address speaks about climate change.
When I took office, I said this was something we couldn't kick down the road any longer, that our children's future depended on our action.
As part of the action against climate change, the president promises, he says in the next few weeks, his administration will be releasing a second round of fuel efficiency standards for heavy-duty vehicles. And it's official. Professional football is back in Los Angeles. The LA Rams opening up their preseason schedule last night with a 28-24 comeback win over the Dallas Cowboys. Sean Mannion throwing 3 second-half touchdown passes for the Rams in the first NFL game in Los Angeles since 1994, the game at Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And we have tons and tons of sports to talk about. The Olympic Games still rolling on in full throttle. NFL preseason action is definitely underway. We didn't even have a chance to complain about the Hall of Fame game not getting played. I can't even believe that. Talk about an embarrassment. Well, they got it right this week. Football started this week, man. And obviously, Major League Baseball, we're coming down to that somewhat of a stretch run here. But so much happening in the world of sports. Got to welcome in my tag team partner in crime, Jeff Rich. Good morning, buddy. How are you?
Good morning. You know, being from Northeast Ohio, it is a little embarrassing to see Canton fumble that game year in and year out, especially for something like field conditions. But let's be honest, if we just did away with that game, nobody would care.
Yeah, and I think a lot of those veterans were probably pretty excited that they didn't have to play. I mean, you know, they say, yeah, I want to get out there and play, but truth be told, nobody really wants to get injured, you know, and you got to be careful. You got to know what you're doing so that you're ready to go week one. That's really what's important, man. And speaking of ready to go, we're ready to go. On the other side, I believe we'll have John Poulter, our professor of sports. We're going to talk some baseball with him, so keep it close. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, three pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and two online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Doctors told me since two spinal fusions, can't play Major League Baseball anymore. So I just want to thank my teammates. All the coaching staff. I really miss being around those guys, because a lot of fun, and I just been in a big league clubhouse since I was their age. So it's to not be able to play is gonna be tough.
All righty, everybody, welcome back. Obviously, a very disappointed, upset Prince Fielder after having to call it quits. Look, injuries are, we all know, they're part of the game, and sometimes they end the game for people. And, speaking of which, we haven't mentioned this, but I'll tell you what, one of the best in the business passed away this week. John Saunders, speaking of, guys having to call it quits in Prince's case, but in John Saunders' case, he left us way too early, to be honest with you guys. Just a terrible, terrible, I feel awful for his family. I feel terrible for him. I mean, I just a guy that was so good at what he did. And I'm talking about John Saunders with this one. But obviously a sad day for Prince Fielder as well, but I did want to mention that about John Saunders. And I know we have our professor of sports, John Poulter, now, because we're going to talk some baseball. Can you address Prince Fielder a little bit? Obviously, good morning, John. How are you?
Morning, Andy. Morning, Jeff. Doing very well, thanks. Hope both of you are doing just as well. Love to chat about Fielder, but just to echo your sentiments about John Saunders, very sad situation. I believe he was 61 years old. I don't think I've seen an official cause of death announcement yet, but he was born and raised in a community by the name of Ajax, Ontario, which is about 15 or 20 miles east of where I live. So he's quite well known in this area. Got his start doing Raptor games when the Raptors first came in and went on to bigger and better things in the U.S. So a big loss to the broadcasting industry.
Absolutely, and you know what? Like, I would guarantee that there was nobody that knew hockey as well as John Saunders as well, maybe with the exception of Barry Melrose. But those two guys, you could put them – John Saunders you could put in any room, and he would find his way of being comfortable and being that guy that everybody just kind of wanted to come and talk to be honest with you. And, again, just a guy that mentored people – touch people in so many different ways when they needed someone in the spur of a moment. And I'm talking about ESPN, John Saunders was definitely there for them, and he could put together a broadcast of any magnitude, and he made it seem so easy, to be honest with you. And I used to love the Sports Reporter. So I don't know if you guys watch that, but I used to absolutely love the Sports Reporters, and he did a great job of letting everybody be themselves and have the limelight, and he could sit back and just run the show and be the maestro. And there's something to be said for that, guys. Go ahead.
Not a lot of a – not a big transition going from Dick Schaap to John Saunders. You know, they moderated a program in a room full of egos. I mean, you got a guy like Mitch Albom that flies from Michigan to New York City every Saturday night to record this program. So he's going to have something to say. Lupica's always got something to say.
Yep.
But right in the middle, you know, right at the end of the table to bring the show in and wrap it up each week, you had John Saunders and before him Dick Schaap, and there wasn't a drop off when you went from Schaap to Saunders.
Yeah. Let's get into the Prince Fielder thing here. Obviously a sad day for him. For his teammates, for the family, but just the end of a career that you know, like I said, injuries are part of the game, but you never really think that that's what's going to end your career.
No, I guess Fielder has had a number of injuries in recent years. It seems that the last 3 or 4 years have sort of been spotted with various injuries, some more serious than others, and clearly this one was the most serious of them all. And you have to respect the fact that he made the decision he made. He wants to be able to watch his kids grow up. He wants to be able to walk normally. He doesn't want to put himself at risk for that last big payday. And I think in today's world, that's probably a great way for an athlete to look at it. He was certainly one of those guys that was an impact player for a number of reasons. He never really got to be as good as we thought he was going to be, and he never won a World Series, which I guess will be one of the things that is rather ironic, because this might be the best ball club that he's played on in terms of competitiveness in recent years. So it's a very sad situation, but clearly he made the right decision. There's nothing in this world that's more important than your health and your family, and he's going to at least be able to deal with both. He ran the risk of not having either, one or both of those things, if he had continued to play. So I'm sure it hurts an awful lot, both emotionally and financially, but clearly the right decision.
Absolutely. Well, let's take a look at, unless Jeff, you have something to add to that, let's take a look at what is going on in Major League Baseball right now as we are starting to kind of get down to it a little bit. Your Toronto Blue Jays kind of just hanging on there with a half a game lead over the Baltimore Orioles. Red Sox pulling back within now 2 games. The Yankees, they're not out of it either. 5.5 back. And you know, ever since we haven't talked about this with you either, because we didn't talk to you last week, but A-Rod obviously playing in his last game, August 12th, you know what? Maybe that inspired this Yankee team to kind of get their act together.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting race. The Blue Jays and the Orioles have sort of played, you know, I've got it, you take it, for the last couple of weeks now. I think the biggest lead has been 1 game. They've been tied several times. Several times a team has been ahead by a half a game, and right now they're tied in the loss column. The Blue Jays having played one more game than Baltimore, 66 wins versus the Orioles, 65. And I don't think it's going to get a whole lot different than that the rest of the year. The Red Sox had that real good spell about 2 weeks ago, but they're 5-5 in their last 10 now. And I don't think they're playing all that well, but they're certainly playing well enough to win and well enough to stay in it. The Yankees are an interesting story. When we see A-Rod retiring and Chapman and Miller being traded, you kind of get the impression they've given up. Let's get some prospects for these older guys. We're not going to win this year. And all of a sudden, they're 7-3 in their last 10. They've won 4 in a row. And they're closing in on Boston, Baltimore, and Toronto. So you know how much it hurts for a Blue Jay fan to say that the Yankees might be a team that's improving and might be a team that's a threat. But it's certainly starting to look that that might be the possibility.
Jeff, do you have some breaking news?
I don't know if it's breaking or not, but we've had some conflicting stories since about, about 7:30 Pacific time that Ryan Lochte was held up at gunpoint somewhere in Rio de Janeiro. His mom told some Fox affiliate that it happened. The Olympics are denying it, and I guess the spokesman for Lochte's camp is denying it, but waiting for facts in this situation.
Interesting. Very interesting. And again, you know, it's been, honestly, for the most part, it's been a very quiet Olympic Games in Rio. And I'm talking about having anything bad happen. So if the worst thing that happens is we see a couple displays of poor sportsmanship, I'll be okay with that. I don't want it, but I'll be okay with that. I obviously do not want to see people get harmed, hurt, robbed, whatever.
We don't want to see a repeat of Atlanta 96 or Munich 72.
Exactly.
You know, to be certain, but bad news is still bad news.
Absolutely. Sorry to get away from the topic there for a moment, John, but
yeah, no,
Jeff,
that's fine, and that's clearly something that we all need to be concerned about, and it sort of brings us to the topic of the Olympics. I listened with interest to your conversation in the first hour of today's show. And, you know, I think a lot of it sort of tells us what's wrong with the Olympics today. They're more politics than they are games now. And when we have to start worrying about politics taking over world-class events, it kind of makes you wonder, you know, if those events should continue to take place. People's lives and safety, both for fans, for people covering the games, and, of course, for the athletes, should be front and foremost. And when we have to start worrying about things like that, it's very concerning, and let's hope everything in that situation, if in fact it is true, works out well today.
Yeah, I mean, look, bottom line is, for the most part, what I've seen has been pretty awesome stuff. You let these people go out there and display their talents and, you know what, just appreciate their greatness, to be honest with you. And we've seen it in many different sports. It's just unbelievable how talented some of these individuals are. But, hey, moving on real quickly, I don't know if we'll probably take a break here in a moment, but just moving on real quickly, I do want to get into the Central with you and talk to you, obviously, about Cleveland, because they just continue to impress. A 5-game lead over Detroit, 11 games over the Sox and the Royals. We'll obviously have time to get into it on the other side, as long as you can stay with us a little bit, John. Is that okay?
Yeah, my calendar is open, so whatever we need to do, I'm good.
Yeah, and then the Texas Rangers handling their business. Still ahead of your guys, the Houston Astros, and Seattle's actually snuck into second there. On the other side, Nationals kind of running away with it. Cubs running away with it. Giants and the Dodgers are definitely in a race. So we'll get into all that on the other side with John Poulter, our professor of sports, Jeff Rich, Dorfman. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Right back, everybody. Keep it close.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at Guitar Center. We often hear those stories about the boy or the girl behind the track, but not so often is there such a mystery behind a person featured on a record cover. Find out how one 19-year-old woman accidentally cycled into photographer Joel Bernstein's iconic shot of Bruce Springsteen on New Jersey's Asbury Park Boardwalk in 79, only to be tracked down over 30 years later by fans. With me, Carrie Cooper, over at Focus on Rock.
It's here, the biggest guitar sale of the year, Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save up to 20% on over 120,000 brand-name guitars, basses, and amps. Get huge deals on the hottest brands like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, and more. Over 65,000 guitars under $500. Save up to 15% off select pedals from brands like Dunlop, Boss, Digitech, and Line 6. Plus, get promotional financing on participating vendors when you use your Guitar Center gear card. Don't miss Guitarathon, Thursday through Sunday, only at Guitar Center. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Now remember, this is just another ball game. Just do your best and don't get flustered. And if you boot one, don't throw the ball away. And don't help out the pitcher by swinging at bad ones. Just play the way you've been playing the last couple of weeks and you got nothing to worry about. Okay, let's go.
All right, everybody is looking at you, especially when you're at the Olympics. Maybe even when you're at a baseball field, or definitely a football field, but they're always looking at you, seeing what you're going to do. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got John Poulter, our professor of sports, hanging out with us as he does each and every week. Jeff Rich is also in the mix, as he is my tag team partner in crime each and every week as well. And we have been talking some baseball, and before the break, I started kind of going through what was going on with the rest of the divisions, because we just hit on the, obviously, the American League East. And I always kind of like starting there, John, because I know Toronto's near and dear to your heart, and a lot of times they're right up there in the mix and in the hunt for winning that division, and right now they're leading the division. Jeff is a guy who's a Cleveland guy. So I always like going there next, because Cleveland, for some reason, this year seems to be atop their division more often than not. And right now they've got a 5-game lead, which has actually grown this week over to Detroit. I think they started the week maybe at 2 games, and now they're at 5 games. They've won 3 in a row, playing very good baseball. We've talked a little bit about their pitching. Truth be told, though, I'm watching this Cleveland team. I think they're pretty good, guys. I really do. John, go ahead.
Yeah, I think they're good, too. Just got an update from Sportsnet.ca that an IOC spokesman by the name of Mark Adams has claimed that there's absolutely no truth to the fact that Lochte was held up. There is some kind of an issue, but they're not commenting on it. But it does sound as though the robbery at gunpoint might be perhaps not 100% accurate.
Okay, thank you for letting us know that, John.
Yeah, the Indians are a good ball club. You know, I think we've had this conversation a number of times, primarily because, A, they are a good team, and, B, because they're very near and dear to Jeff's heart. And we've talked a number of times about how good that rotation is, and certainly the acquisition of Andrew Miller to help out Cody Allen at the back end of that bullpen just gives them probably the best 1-2 punch in terms of the back end, certainly from the contending teams. The Cubs might question that now that they've picked up Aroldis Chapman. But to me, Cleveland's a very, very good team. I thought that Detroit was probably the team that might give them the most trouble, and I think I've made that comment a couple of times. And up until about a week or week and a half ago, I would have said that Detroit was going to give them a real good run for their money, and I think at one time it was down to either 2 or 2.5 games. But the Indians 6-4 in their last 10, Detroit 4-6 in theirs. So that's starting to open up a little bit. And I think the good news for Cleveland is that they're in the midst of what I believe is an 11 or 12 game homestand, and it's against teams that are all fairly well down in the standings. So this might be a real good opportunity for them to open up a lead and perhaps put this thing away in the next 10 or 15 days. Jeff's probably got the schedule in front of him, so he can enlighten us as to who those opponents are. But I know that they're sort of in that little weak spot of their schedule, but that is an awfully good team. It's got good starting pitching. It's now got good back-end pitching, as we've just talked about. And, you know, they've got some guys that are just good ball players. And, you know, guys like Napoli bring a winning tradition, and Lindor is very definitely the real thing. And I saw the other day, I believe it was Friday, that they stole 8 bases in a game, and that's the first time that an Indians team, or I don't know what they were called in 1917, the last time the Cleveland franchise had 8 stolen bases in a game. But it's a franchise tying record, and it's only been 99 years since they did it. So doing a lot of things right in Cleveland.
Yeah, they've been the Indians since 1901, coming off being the Cleveland Blues for a while. You know, I know that they were nicknamed the Cleveland
Spiders.
Naps, but it's been the Spiders were the National League team that went defunct in 1899. So it's a baseball team in Cleveland, but the Indians have been the Indians except for the short time that they were the Cleveland Blues, and then what they did in the tens and the 20s there was to nickname the team after the manager. So it was the Naps, like when they beat the Dodgers in the 1920 World Series. The Dodgers manager's name was Robin, so they were the Brooklyn. They were named the Brooklyn Robins in a lot of newspaper headlines and whatnot. But to bring it back to the right now, yes, 8 stolen bases in a game is a big thing. I was really excited when they picked up the likes of Rajay Davis. We knew how Jose Ramirez could run. We know the 5-tool player that Francisco Lindor is. A little scared with the starting pitching with some games on the Eastern Seaboard there against the Nationals and the Yankees where you were waiting for Corey Kluber's turn to come back up in the rotation again, because even though he's been less talked about among the Cleveland pitchers with the rise of the guys like Josh Tomlin and Trevor Bauer, he's the glue guy. He's the guy that holds it together when the team starts to slump, and he'll go out there and he'll shut it down. He'll hold the opposition to less than 3 runs. I mean, I believe that the Indians are a team that needs to score 5 runs every time out if they want to guarantee themselves a win, despite how good their pitching staff is. I thought that they were going to lose this lead in the American League Central Division when it was down to 2. I think that Detroit has a little bit to do with that, the way that they've been slumping. But the Indians and the Rangers seem like those teams in the American League that can start making plans for October that aren't on a golf course.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I would agree. I think those are two. There's 6 divisions, and 2 of them are fairly close. I think 4 of them we could probably say that they're pretty close to being done and dusted in terms of the champions. Perhaps not done and dusted in terms of who is second and or third and therefore in the wild card picture, but certainly the Indians would appear to be in the driver's seat in that central division.
Hey, that's kind of what I wanted to go to, because we've only got a couple minutes left, and really appreciate you obviously shifting hours, first of all, John, but doing some overtime for us as well. Hey, I want to throw a couple things at you. Are you surprised that the Dodgers are hanging in the way that they're hanging in? And then how cool would it be to see the Marlins make a wild card?
Well, I guess I'm surprised that the Dodgers are hanging in, but quite frankly, I think it's a little bit more of the Giants falling out than it is the Dodgers hanging in. I think at the All-Star break, the Giants were up by 5.5 or 6, and they did briefly lose that lead for a day or two in the last week or so. I don't know what's wrong in San Francisco. I still think top to bottom, that's with Chicago, that's one of the two best teams in the National League. The Cubs went through a rough spot. They've now come back. They, I think, won 10 in a row at one point. They've made the Cardinals look pretty ordinary Thursday night and Friday night. The Cubs did lose to the Cardinals on Saturday. So today is, or tonight, I guess, is game four of that series. But I think the Cubs probably now have made a statement. They're up by 13. I think we're looking at a team out of that division being a wild card team now, if it's somebody other than the Cubs that gets to the postseason. But the Giants still puzzle me. I still think that the Giants are a good team top to bottom. I don't think the Dodgers are bad. They perhaps did the best job of strengthening themselves at the deadline with Reddick and Hill. But I think that's going to be an interesting race in the West. And in terms of the Marlins, I'm very surprised that they're hanging in there. The Mets are collapsing. I don't know whether you saw Terry Collins' tirade the other day, but pretty clear that he's not very happy with his ball club. But Miami, yeah, they got a chance to hang in there, and that is a bit of a surprise, although I see that Stanton got hurt last night and was DL'd this morning.
Yeah, that's kind of the way it goes in the game, man. Sometimes you're injured, sometimes you're on top of the mountain, but I do hear that music means we got to get the heck out of Dodge. So, John, as always, really appreciate you taking time out with us.
My pleasure as always. Have a good week, guys, and we'll look forward to chatting next week.
Absolutely. Maybe some things will change. Maybe the Toronto Blue Jays will be battling from behind. Hopefully not in your case. And I don't think there's enough time for Cleveland to lose that five-game lead. So, Jeff, I think you're okay. But we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll be right back with Shane Koenig, our NFL and NBA insider here on the program. Keep it close. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
It's a common kitchen surface with a common problem. I'm Danny Lipper with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and I'll share a simple fix for loose laminate right after this.
There are things that a door or window screen will always do. Keep the bugs out, let the fresh air in, fit with your home and style. But they'll also be there all the time, even when you don't want them. So what if it doesn't always have to be that way? Retractable screens by Phantom disappear completely out of sight when not in use and pull into place only when you need them. Don't let your screens get in your way. Experience screens that disappear. Experience Phantom screens.
Tens of thousands of kitchens in the United States have plastic laminate countertops. These tops have been around for decades, but over time, laminate edges have been known to pull away. It can be due to water damage, improper installation, or it's a corner that sees a lot of rough traffic and handling. Instead of waiting until someone inadvertently breaks it off, try this. Take a cotton cloth and place over the loose strip and use a hot iron without steam to reactivate the glue on the back. In many cases, this will be enough to make the piece stick again. But if there isn't enough glue to restick the piece, you can pick up a small bottle of contact adhesive at the hardware store that has a built-in brush. Gently pry the piece away from the edge, apply adhesive on both the edge and the back of the laminate, wait 60 seconds, then press back into place. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline, you can say, radio network. Just got done with John Poulter, our professor of sports, talked baseball, maybe even a little Olympics, and even some John Saunders. But there's a lot of things happening in the sports world. Tons of things happening. And we're going to bring in Shane Koenig, our NFL insider, right now to talk some football. Shane, how you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I can't complain, but I know. Before we get into NFL football, Jeff wants to start maybe in the Big 12 with you with college football. Go ahead, Jeff.
All right. I know you went to Mizzou. I know that Mizzou in the Big 12 is a thing of the past, and as a result of that exodus from Texas A&M, Colorado, Nebraska, and your Missouri Tigers, that the Big 12 is inappropriately named like the Big 10 has been for about 30 years now, that they only have 10 teams. They're trying to get to 12, and could you believe 17 teams applied for Big 12 expansion, including Northern Illinois from the MAC and Urban Meyer's favorite, Cincinnati, from the American Athletic Conference? Where do you see that going? Do you have any general thoughts on Big 12 expansion?
Well, I think that I don't want to – I still love the Big 12. I when I went to Mizzou, we were part of the Big 12. But it's almost one of those things where you talk about a mass exodus, but another man's, I don't want to call the conference trash, but one man's trash is another man's treasure. And all of these 17 teams see a better TV deal, going to 12, maybe even 14, but it looks like 12 is going to be the number, gets them a championship game, which then gives them more shared revenue. And hopefully, other than Texas, you know, because that's the big deal, is that Texas has its own network, and the Big 12 doesn't even have their own partnership at this point that'll lead to a partnership across another channel, similar to the SEC, similar to the Big 10, similar to the ACC just signing, and that'll bring in more revenue. So these 17 teams are looking at an opportunity to get their football program and even more importantly, their athletic departments, you know, somewhere between $4 to $10 million more per year just by signing up. I have some of my own favorites that I think are smart and some that I hope to see, but you know, you're talking about Northern Illinois. If they can take a step up, they're probably not going to get their name called for that, but why not put your name in the mix and get your name in the news and see what happens?
And the Chicago TV market would be a huge get. It's just, what are you willing to sacrifice in the arena, you know, or on the field for the sake of getting that big TV market that is Chicago, which is about an hour from DeKalb, Illinois, where Northern Illinois' campus sits?
Well, and I think that that's you're talking about a Chicago market, but how much of the Northern Illinois alumni is that market really going to take up? Is it worth, and this is something that they'll have as a discussion, is Northern Illinois and hopefully in 4 to 10 years, them getting that influx of money and possibly putting it back into the athletic department to get better and to get more recruiting and a better, I mean, they're a decent football program, but they aren't going to compete in the Big 12. Are they going to be able to turn that into something that'll make them legitimate and get more eyes on that? You're not adding a Northwestern, you're not adding an Illinois, you're not adding anything that's a huge market. So Northern Illinois, I mean, Chicago is a huge market, but how much of the eyes of the Chicago market is Northern Illinois going to bring into the Big 12? And it always seems to me also that one of those partners they're hoping will make the travel for your West Virginia is a whole lot less than adding a Chicago is just going to add more travel for everybody else, because it's not really as centrally located in the Big 12 as other programs that are in that area would. any other 17 programs that are applying are more in the Big 12 area and would make that travel a whole lot less than it would if you had it in Chicago.
That's the voice of Shane Koenig, our NFL, NCAA, NBA insider. He's pretty much a guy that gives us everything we need whenever we need it, and good stuff on the Big 12 there and expansion. Speaking of that, I don't know if there's a good transition or not, but we'll start with this because, truth be told, this guy just got out of college, but is playing for the Rams, and that's obviously their rookie quarterback, Goff. He's a little bit sore, sitting out the second half, and they're going to take him kind of slowly. How do you feel about that?
I think it's the smart way to go. I think that, you know, they're talking, there's rumors about it, an extension for Jeff Fisher and their general manager, I believe it's Snead, is the general manager there. And they haven't had a winning season, really, since they've been there. And Jeff Fisher has had some awesome jobs, and he's only had 6 winning seasons in the 20 years he's been a head coach. So I think it's an interesting timeline because you're talking about they're hitching themselves to this wagon of Jared Goff, and he's not even going to be healthy. So do they have the patience to let him develop, and does the ownership group have the patience to have that happen? Or are they saying, hey, we need to see this kid play and be at least good so that we know that we can extend out? But, you know, they went with Case Keenum yesterday or last year, so they might want to go with him again and see what happens.
All right, to keep it in the SEC, the Rams did have an opponent, the Cowboys, who do their training camp down in Oxnard. Dak Prescott takes the field. You know, he's one of those guys you kind of looked at, said he could either be one of the greatest players in the NFL or he could be another Tim Tebow-type flop. And, you know, I'm proud that we haven't made it to the Tim Tebow baseball conversation. But Dak Prescott looked really good. You know, granted, it's the middle of August and Tony Romo is going to be the starter. But what do you think for Prescott and the prospects of any other, athletic type quarterbacks going forward in the National Football League?
I think that Cam Newton showed what can happen with patience and really changing the way that you're going to approach your offense. I think that when the Panthers drafted him number one, they like we've talked about with Goff, they really hitched their wagon to him, and they were willing to do the things that, like, the Broncos with Tim Tebow weren't willing to do. The Broncos with Tim Tebow could have been successful, but they had to change a lot. They had to get offensive linemen that block differently, wide receivers that get open differently, make the offense a little simpler. And I think that the Panthers did that, and as Cam Newton has developed, they've added more wrinkles to make it more complicated and to bring him along as he's learned. I think that if you're able to take somebody like a Dak Prescott, big, strong, can run the option, the triple option that they ran at Mississippi State, or the read option, and then make the passing plays off of that, or even his straight-up passing plays, simple and get people open quickly, I think that he will be successful. But as a backup, the challenge is the offense that you're putting in is Tony Romo's offense. So Dak Prescott has to learn that. They're not able to say, this is the guy we're going with. We're going to make our team going forward look like this type of offense to make this guy the best that he can be. So I would say, even though it's a preseason, it's pretty impressive because they're not saying, hey, you know, this guy's different, but we're going to make our offense different around him. They're saying, this is the offense we run. Here are the simple plays that we have for a first preseason game, and he ran with it and did well. But he also has some pretty big targets to throw to. I mean, Dez Bryant came back and played really, really strong. So it's always nice to have him to throw to.
Speaking of Tony Romo, I mean, the guy has obviously been such a huge piece for the Dallas Cowboys. Thinking about that, that eventually they are going to have to move in a different direction. And we always talk about players and how they impact the game. Who's the big coaching move this year that you think will have the most impact on their new team?
Good question.
Thanks. I finally got a good question from you. I like that. Thank you, man.
Well, yeah. I mean, they're all good questions. It just makes me think a little bit because I really think that with Tampa Bay and the offense staying the same, but now the person that was running the offense that was developing Jameis Winston coming back and is now at the head of everything, I think that's a big move for them. I think Dirk Koetter being their head coach and the coaching move made there, either good or bad, could be huge because Lovie Smith was known as, you know, a player's coach, a guy that was always up for the players, able to really hear what they had to say, held them accountable, had that very, like, I know he came from the coaching tree, but that Tony Dungy silent strength. You know, he wasn't a person that would yell and scream, but got players to play for him very well, but he was defensive-minded. And now they're going completely offensive-minded with a little more of a strong emotional leader on the offensive end and a little more gregarious and a little more outgoing. And we'll see how that works. I think that Tampa Bay has a chance to surprise some people. I think that Jameis Winston could take a huge step forward with him being more in shape. He always ran a very strong pro-style offense in Florida State. So he has the ability to learn and to get better, and I think he showed that last year even. So if he can take that next step forward, I think that's could be a huge coaching move that a lot of people are thinking about.
Yeah, no, I'm on the same page. I think that is a great move. You know, you give that guy the total reins to run with everything, and we'll see how he can do. And is Jameis Winston the guy to lead him to that promised land? And you know what? I think Jameis Winston is a leader. I really do. I think he's the kind of guy that can take his team on his back, as we used to see him do in college. So it's now about him being a leader. Cutter's a leader. So now you just got to go out there and actually execute and live up to what everybody's expectations are.
I think the interesting part about Jameis Winston as well is, there was never a time in the draft that it was, well, is he a leader? Because all of his teammates loved him. And there were times in college he just did put his team on his back. It was more like, is he mature enough? Is he smart enough? And I think he proved that last year.
Yeah, go ahead, Jeff.
Oh, you know, it's been an underwhelming season of coaching changes. You know, you have the retread in Chip Kelly. You go, you know, Ben McAdoo's not going to make any headlines. Doug Peterson's not going to make any headlines. You know, and even going from Lovie Smith, the guy with head coaching experience, to a guy like Dirk Koetter, who hasn't been a head coach since Arizona State in around like 2005. On paper, the coaching shifts aren't that big a deal, but I think that you look at a guy like Dirk Koetter and all his experience as an offensive coordinator in the NFL since he stopped being a college head coach after a run at Boise and another run at Arizona State. And then he took the time to just focus on what he excels at. It'll be curious to see how he does with that defense as they go more offense-oriented. But Gerald McCoy playing in Tampa is quietly one of the best interior defensive linemen in the NFL.
I totally agree. I think that's the reason that I think that was one of the more interesting changes. I think Chip Kelly is going to be interesting, but that team was so decimated with retirees and people that just didn't re-sign a free agency and really building that back up again, that I think it'll take 2 or 3 years for them to see that change. I think that Tampa Bay has the defensive players and that Lovie Smith had brought in and was coaching, that their defense can be good, and now they have the offensive person to make their offense good. So I think it's going to be really interesting. I think some people are really I think that Jameis Winston, if he doesn't need to be a game manager because that's not really what he's brought in there to be, but if he can be a good player that doesn't turn the ball over a ton and can take his team on his back once or twice a year for the season, I think they're going to be a good team. I think they have a borderline playoff team. And Gerald McCoy is one of those guys that people were talking about with, like, J.J. Watt money and Ndamukong Suh money and defensive linemen. And Gerald McCoy's up there. Like, people don't bring it up, but he's one of the highest-paid defensive linemen in the league, and he's been worth every penny.
Great stuff, as always, from Shane Koenig. Shane, appreciate you taking time out with us, my man, and can't wait to talk to you next week, brother.
All right, thanks, guys.
Good stuff as always, man. He just knows. We can throw anything at Shane, and that's what we love about Shane, to be honest with you. We can throw him a question about the Big 12 and then jump right into something else. But anyways, one final segment here. We're going to wrap it up, always give our parting shots. And in all honesty, that is something that I did pick up from one John Saunders, if you didn't know. But anyways, we'll get back at it in just a moment. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at Guitar Center. We often hear those stories about the boy or the girl behind the track, but not so often is there such a mystery behind a person featured on a record cover. Find out how one 19-year-old woman accidentally cycled into photographer Joel Bernstein's iconic shot of Bruce Springsteen on New Jersey's Asbury Park boardwalk in 79, only to be tracked down over 30 years later by fans. With me, Carrie Cooper, over at Focus on Rock.
It's here, the biggest guitar sale of the year, Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save up to 20% on over 120,000 brand name guitars, basses, and amps. Get huge deals on the hottest brands like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, and more. Over 65,000 guitars under $500. Save up to 15% off select pedals from brands like Dunlop, Boss, Digitech, and Line 6. Plus, get promotional financing on participating vendors when you use your Guitar Center gear card. Don't miss Guitarathon, Thursday through Sunday, only at Guitar Center. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Line.
Fujimori in lane one moved up to fourth, but it's Phelps, Barrera, Lochte, Brazil looking for a medal. The crowd deafening here.
The champion is leading. He's had a very big campaign. Pereira is throwing everything at him, but Phelps is increasing the lead, increasing the stroke rate.
There has never been a better swimmer. The most decorated swimmer is miles ahead. Michael Phelps. Extraordinary yet again.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Absolutely, he is extraordinary. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank John Poulter for joining us, and also got to thank Shane Koenig for joining us today. Jeff, it's parting shot time. You're up, buddy.
Okay, folks, I have a little bit of an announcement. I have taken a position writing for campuspressbox.com. And I enjoy college football very much. It is 2 weeks away. The game down under, August 29th, Hawaii and Cal down in Australia. And then the real thing starts September 3rd, Labor Day weekend. Lots of good games on tap. Cannot wait. College football playoff, the race for it, and the playoff itself will be uber exciting this year.
Parting shots for me real quickly. Michael Phelps, man, I am just so impressed with you, buddy. You're unbelievable. You're incredible. And you are definitely on that top five of all-time athletes. And then Team USA, wake up, man. You've almost been beaten twice. Go out and dominate the way we know you can. For Jeff, for Scott, for everybody else, I'm the Dorf Man saying peace. We're out of here till next week on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.